Crowded House is on 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach East. Good morning. This is Coffee Talk for Thursday. It's brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. Today is International Dance Day. Good day to show off those moves. And also World Wish Day. Good day to make a wish. Hey guys, it is time to ditch the large logo t-shirt. In particular, the designer brand large logo shirt from fashion designers like Gucci and Ralph Lauren. A new study from the University of Michigan found that guys wearing those kind of shirts were perceived as more likely to cheat, less interested in long-term relationships, and less interested in becoming a parent. Small logo shirts, like that tiny little polo player in the corner, had the opposite effect. Guys wearing those were seen as more trustworthy and reliable. The hottest new fashion trend on TikTok is infinity jewelry. If you've never heard of it, getting zapped, as jewelry designers call it, is basically having a necklace, bracelet, or anklet literally welded onto you so it has no clasp, making it impossible to take off unless you break it or cut it off. Usually the pieces are delicate, thin chains, subtle enough to be worn or layered with the rest of your jewelry. It's definitely a cool idea to mark a significant milestone or just because. Problem is, though, is that not many jewelers do it, so it requires research and possibly travel, and of course, it'll cost you. Have you missed your Hallmark Christmas movies? Never fear, they'll be back soon, as Hallmark has decided to start running holiday movies year-round, starting in May. Every Thursday and Friday night on both Hallmark and the Hallmark Movies and Mysteries channels, you can watch a Christmas movie, just in case you need some pre-Christmas spirit in July. And there's no amount of social distancing that can keep us from our one true love, talking about other people when they're not around. A new study out of Dartmouth College in New Hampshire found that about 14% of our conversations every day are gossip. Even today, with lots of conversations happening over Zoom, that means one out of every seven things you say is gossip. But the research found not all gossip is necessarily bad. Most of our gossip isn't negative, it's neutral. And that's because most of the time, our goal with gossip isn't to put someone down, it's just to bond and connect with other people. The researchers say, quote, by exchanging information with others, gossip is a way of forming relationships, it involves trust and facilitates a social bond. That's Coffee Talk for today, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.